这样美好的机会聚在这里。
That we can have an opportunity to meet here.
我们知道是你的旨意。
We know it is your will.
你为着这次聚会，一定心头上有什么要对我们说。
There is something in your heart that you want to speak to.
你又拣选了这样的一个地方来对我们说。
You have chosen this place to speak to.
我们的祷告就是，但愿你所要成全的旨意能够成就。
Well, we pray that the will that you want to accomplish can be accomplished in our midst.
所以我们恭敬等候在你面前。给我们一个心单单的要你。
Give us a heart that solely wants you.
主啊，我们愿意把这段时间交在你的手中。
We want to commit this time into your hands.
这段时间都是你的。
This time is all yours.
我们活着就应当为你。
We live for you.
所以我们在这里恭敬地把今天这点时间交在你的手里。
We commit this time into your hands.
靠主耶稣基督的圣的名。阿们。我们一同来读一段的圣经。
Let us turn to scripture.
马太福音。
Matthew.
第十四章第二十二节。
Verse 22.
耶稣随即催门徒上船，先渡到那边去，等他叫众人散开。
Immediately Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side while he sent the multitudes away.
二十五节。
Verse
25. 夜里四更天，耶稣在海面上走，往门徒那里去。
Now in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them, walking on the sea.
门徒看见他在海面上走，就惊慌了，说是个鬼怪，便害怕，喊叫起来。
And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a ghost," and they cried out for fear.
耶稣连忙对他们说，你们放心，是我，不要怕。
But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, do not be afraid."
彼得说，主，如果是你，请叫我从水面上走到你那里去。
And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water."
耶稣说，你来吧。彼得就从船上下去，从水面上走，要到耶稣那里去。
So he said, "Come." And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus.
只因见风甚大，就害怕，将要沉下去，便喊着说：“主啊，救我！”耶稣赶紧伸手拉住他说：“你这小信的人呐，为什么疑惑呢？”
But when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, "Lord, save me!"
他们上了船，风就住了。
And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt it?"
在船上的人都拜他说，你真是神的儿子。
Then those who were on the boat came and worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God."
他们过了海，来到哥尼撒勒地方。
When they had crossed over, they came to the land of Gennesaret.
我想我们圣经就读到这里。
These are the scriptures for now.
我们现在所在的地方就是哥尼撒勒。
What we are here, the place we are here today is Gennesaret.
我们就在加利利的海边。
We are just by the side seashore of the Sea of Galilee.
如果加利利的海像我们的钟一样的话
，So if the Sea of Galilee is like that clock,
从九点钟到十点钟，那是这一带最肥沃的地方。
So from 9 to 10 o'clock is the most fertile part of.
其实有三个地方。
There are 3 spots.
如果沿着加利利海走的话
，If you are to go around the Sea of Galilee,
九点到十一点是一带。
9 to 10, 11 o'clock is one section.
12点到1点是第二段。
12 to 1 is another section.
还有呢，大概6点钟左右那有一带。
And about 6 o'clock is another section.
就是在整个加利利海，这三个地方是最肥沃的。
So if you look at all of the Sea of Galilee, those 3 spots are the most fertile.
所以大家可以想象到，所谓的哥尼撒勒，大概就9点钟到11点这个在地方。
So Gennesaret is around 9 to 10. 9 to 11.
所以呢，这个整个的长度是3个英里。
So the length is about 3 miles.
然后它的宽呢，大概是1 mile, 1 mile.
Its width is about 1 mile.
所以这就是圣经所说的哥尼撒勒。
That is what the Bible says, Gennesaret.
那天晚上我们都记得。
That evening we remember.
5个饼2条鱼，然后呢，主就把门徒们就打发走了。
5 loaves, 2 fish, and Jesus sent his disciples away.
因为门徒舍不得离开5个饼2条鱼的地方。
Because the disciples did not want to leave the place of the 5 loaves and 2 fish.
但是主让他们赶快上船。
But the Lord wanted them to go on the boat quickly.
结果没有想到上了船以后就有了大的风暴。
And after they went on the boat, there was a great storm.
他们舍不得离开主行过神迹的地方。
They didn't want to leave where the Lord had performed a miracle.
主在哪里行神迹, 哪里就是可爱。
Wherever the Lord performs a miracle, that is where it's lovely.
你看主行神迹, 光是剩下的就有12篮。
You know that in that miracle, what was left over was 12 baskets.
所以你看，只要神的手摸过的地方，都是可爱的地方。
As long as the Lord's hand has touched it, it is a lovely sight.
他们不要走。
They don't want to leave.
但主说你们不能不走。
But the Lord said, you cannot not leave.
因为马太福音啊, 说是主把他们吹上船。
So in Matthew it says that Jesus sent them to the boat.
那个原文呢, 是好像赶牛赶羊一样, 一定要把它赶走。
It's as if he's sending through the flock and sending through cattle.
所以可见门徒是不要离开那里。
And that means that the disciples didn't want to leave.
但是结果呢, 他们只好顺服。
But finally they had to obey.
那顺服应该一路顺风就对了。
And of course, if they obeyed, then everything would be smooth.
如果你遵行神的旨意, 一路应该顺风。
If you follow His will, the way should be smooth.
结果刚好来一阵逆风。
But then you see a storm.
他们本来就不想离开。
Before, they didn't want to leave.
所以一阵逆风不就把他们送回来了吗?
But then that wind didn't blow them back.
那送回来不刚好正中下怀他们最喜欢的吗?
And wouldn't it blow them back to what they wanted most?
但他们知道这不是神的旨意。
But they knew it was not God's will.
所以他们就摇橹啊, 就在那里。 划船划得很辛苦,
and they tried to row, row against the wind.
他们一个晚上大概10个钟头就在海上。
So they were on the sea for over 10 hours.
你看见吗? 大概黄昏了就开始走了。
So finally in the morning they started moving.
早晨3点钟、4点钟还在船上。
3 or 4 in the morning they were still on the boat.
其实那个海不是很大很大。
It's not that great of a sea.
但是你知道就那么一点路啊就走了10个小时。
But just that short distance took them 10 hours.
就好像塞车一样。
Like a traffic jam.
好像每次到了这个节期, 假定说你要离开上海。
For example, during a holiday, you want to leave Shanghai.
那么按理来讲呢, 按理来你到另外一个地方去。
If you're going somewhere else,
也许一下很快就到了。
Normally it takes a quick time.
你走了10个钟头。
But if you take 10 hours,
从上海开车应该开得很远的地方嘛。
From Shanghai, you took 10 hours, you go very far.
结果那个车子还没有离开大上海。
But you still didn't leave Greater Shanghai.
所以你就知道那就那天晚上的故事。
You know, that's the story of that evening.
所以折腾一个晚上, 结果, 主在最后主在那因为那是月亮的晚上
They toiled for a night a night that had the
那刚好主就那么主就在祷告的看到他们摇橹甚苦
And then the Lord saw them toil
所以四更天我们的主就来了
And then at the fourth watch the Jesus came
门徒没有想到我们的主是行走在水面上
The disciples never knew that he would be walking on the sea
然后呢你知道他们说不要怕主说是我
He said, be of good cheer. It is I. Do not be afraid.
所以我们知道那一天晚上呢, 结果呢, 他们就在船上, 他们遇见了主。
And then on the boat, they met the Lord.
主行了许许多多的神迹。
There are many miracles that the Lord did.
这是他最大的神迹。
This is his greatest miracle.
我乃是宇宙中最大的神迹。
I am the greatest miracle in the world.
你可以看见主行了许多神迹。
You've seen many miracles.
但如果你看见主,
But if you've seen the Lord,
那是最大的神迹。
That is the greatest miracle.
所以主说是我。
He said, it is I.
你知道在旧约啊, 弥赛亚有很多名字。
You know, in the Old Testament, Messiah has many different names.
你将来弥赛亚来, 你知道有很多的形容词。
There are many different descriptions.
你如果读这个以赛亚书52章的话,
But if you read Isaiah 52,
这个弥赛亚来的时候啊, 他好像有一个名字。
There is one name.
你怎么知道是弥赛亚呢?
How do you know it's the Messiah?
他说是我。
It is I.
只要哪个人说是我, 他一定是弥赛亚。
Whoever says it is I, he is the Messiah.
你明白吗? 现在他们摇橹摇了一个晚上。
They toiled for the entire night.
现在他们认识主了。
But now they met the Lord.
这位主说是我。
He says it is I.
就是我们的主, 就是弥赛亚已经来到他们。
That is the Messiah is amongst them.
所以那天晚上是最辛苦的晚上。
So that evening was the one that was they toiled the
night. 那天晚上也是最 喜乐最值得最充实的晚上
But it was also one of great joy that evening
感谢主
Thank the Lord
然后经过了那个晚上以后
Through that evening
他们最后呢就在葛尼撒勒就登岸了
Then they landed on Gennesaret
那我再说葛尼撒勒呢大概九点钟据说十一点的地方
So Gennesaret is from 9 to 11
这是非常非常肥沃的
A very fertile place
那么讲到葛尼撒勒呢
When we speak of Gennesaret、
我稍微多说一点
I'd like to explain、
或者这样说吧这个波塞大在哪里
Where's the site
就是五个饼两条鱼是在哪里这个在哪里这个行的神迹
Where was that miracle made
那今天你们下午如果出去如果出去的话
Today if you go out this afternoon
你们会到加拜农大概11点钟的地方
Capernaum is about 11 o'clock
然后呢回来以前大概到3点钟的地方那就是猪群从山崖上滚下来
3 o'clock is where the swine fell off the cliff
然后呢到1点钟的地方那就是波塞大
So 1 o'clock is where Bethsaida is.
那今天你到伯塞大你可以走在那个街道上就是主耶稣那个时候走过的街道。
You will walk on the same way that Jesus walked.
那这跟加百农不一样。
Very different than Capernaum.
加百农所给你看见都是第四世纪。
What Capernaum you will see is things of the 4th century.
只有一部分就是会堂的底下根基的部分是第一世纪。
So only the foundation under the church is actually something of the first
对在加利利湖边唯一你能看到第一世纪主耶稣那个时候真正的是什么是波塞大
So only at the side will you actually see something that is originally of the first century
你那里可以看到有一个当然是考古的区了考古的地方呢那个有一个范围呢就是一个捕鱼的人打鱼的人就住在那个家
So you actually see an architectural structure where there was somebody who actually mended the net
那考古学家就找到一把钥匙
Archaeologists have a key.
考古学家当然读过圣经。
Of course, they've read the Bible.
他知道彼得啊，这些腓力啊，都是从波塞大来的嘛。
They know that Peter and Philip came from Bethsaida.
所以呢，他捡了那把钥匙以后啊。
So once they have that key.
这考古学家很聪明。
Archaeologists are very smart.
所以等到后来教皇啊来访问那个地方的时候。
So when the Pope came to look at that place.
他就把那钥匙就送给教皇。
They gave the key to the Pope.
他说这个不知道是哪个渔夫啊掉下来的。
We don't know. This was actually somebody, one of the fishermen lost.
当然有可能是彼得，也不一定。
Maybe it was Peter.
那么你都知道，大家都是教皇都认为说，教皇就是神给，就是神给彼得第一任的教皇嘛。
Now of course, you know, Pope, they know that Peter was the first Pope.
那么主不是说把钥匙给你吗？可以开天国的门吗
？And didn't the Lord say that key shall be given to you?
那么你如果到了伯塞大，你觉得很稀奇啊。
When you go to Bethsaida, you're going to see something.
伯塞大应该是靠近海边，对不对
？It should be close to the sea, right?
没有错。
True.
但是现在呢，它是在海离开海很远1英里以外。
But you will see that it's actually located over a mile away from the seashore.
那么考古学家研究了。
Archaeologists studied it.
他知道，因为这个2000年以后的确是湖面又改变了。
It does say that after 2,000 years, the water levels changed.
那地形也改变了。
And the geography has changed.
不过主耶稣那个时候的确确，今天你如果去看那个考古局，就是当时那个主耶稣波塞大所在的地方。
But if you actually were to look at it today, it is where the Lord was before.
好了，那你现在从一点钟到两点钟
，from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock，
那里有个山坡。
Then there is a cliff.
哪个山坡我们不知道。
We don't know what it is.
你如果开车过去，哪一个地方都可能。
It could be any place.
然后呢，主要是在就是那个山坡上，就五个饼两条鱼叫五千吃。
Now there's a mountain spot where the 5 loaves and 2 fish were that miracle happened.
然后呢，他们本来的目的应该是从一点钟到十一点钟。
The original purpose was to go from 1 o'clock to 11.
他们的目的希望从波塞大就回到加百农。
Their originally thought was to go back from the site of Capernaum.
结果风一直吹，一直吹。
But the wind kept blowing.
所以最后呢，就跑到葛尼撒勒来了。
So finally they arrived at Gennesaret.
所以那天晚上的故事就是发生在从一点钟到九点钟的这个海面上所发生的事。
So the actual occurrence of what happened that evening was on the shore of 1 o'clock to 9 o'clock.
那么在1948年以前
，and before 1948,
以色列还没有独立，不要忘记。
Before the independence of Israel.
那个时候就有一班人，他们就回到了耶路撒冷，回到以色列。
There was a group of people.